Welcome to Atlanta Sales Talk Radio. This is your host today, Stone Payton, and I am without my co-host, Steve Cadley, but I have an excellent stand-in for us. We have the CEO, Graham Poobah, of Business Radio X, Mr. Lee Cantor. Welcome to the studio, man.
Thanks for having me, Stone.
Yeah, we're delighted.
I'm a little nervous, first time on the show.
So do you get a nosebleed when you come this far north?
I know. I packed a bag, and I'll be staying overnight at a hotel. I'm excited.
So we're coming to you live from the Alpharetta studio and here at Rome on Windward Parkway. And you and I, we've been busy. We've got a lot going on in our world. Are you going to be at the, are we going together or separate, or are we even going to be at the Atlanta Business Chronicle thingy?
At the Growth Expo, it's Thursday.
I know we're going to have a remote there, but you and I aren't working it, right? We're just going to go show up and look pretty?
That's it. We show up, mingle a little bit. I don't think we have to work.
Yeah. But then there's another one the following week.
Following week, we'll be at TEDx Peachtree, which I am very excited about because they always have the best speakers and performers there. So I'm excited about that.
And it seems like we're doing a lot of remote stuff. We got something at Kennesaw later in the month.
And we're talking about having you moderate a tag event.
Well, that's good, because I'm known as a moderate.
You are moderate. So you should be able to moderate.
Moderation in all things. My granddad
I don't know about that.
Well, we have a great show this afternoon on Atlanta Sales Talk Radio. It is my distinct pleasure to introduce to you the gentleman who heads up Passkey Strategies. Welcome to the show, Larry Warnick.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, Larry is one of our earliest guests at the Business Radio X.
Oh, see, I did not know this.
He was there at the very first studio we had.
Really?
Back in the day. What was that? That had to be 4 years ago?
4 years ago, the way back.
So what are you thinking about our new digs? Do you feel like we've come up in the world?
You have come way up. And so, not that that was too far down, but I mean,
Larry.
Hey, no, expanding. You total radio world domination.
That's it.
So, Passkey Strategies, I met your lovely wife, your booking agent slash wife, a couple of weeks ago, but we did not have a conversation about really the nature of your business in any great detail. Give us a little bit of an overview, if you would, about what you guys are out there doing for folks.
Well, if you go to every networking event and there's a bunch of people that stand up and say, you know, I work with small to medium-sized businesses, which is what we do, but let me tell you our story. I came out of the technology world and heading up product centers for maybe 20 or 25 years, getting products to market and opening up sales channels and, you know, distribution centers around the world and such. And out of that, we found that even big companies have a very difficult time focusing on, you know, what business they're in. They're all in the Me Too strategy of you know, doing whatever. But during that time span, I was a victim of corporate layoffs, like on 5 different occasions.
You got fired.
Are you really a victim, though?
You got fired.
Well, they freed up your future.
Well, you know, it's interesting. One of those came when one of the shuttles blew up. Was a victim, truly. I mean, there were victims there, but our company went down with it. And another time, and this was a lesson for me, people think that they're expendable and that they shouldn't really follow their dream.
Right.
I was laid off one day about an hour before I was ready to close an $850,000 sale.
Ouch.
That I'd been working on for an entire year.
Aye, aye, aye.
And so much for, but wait a minute, you can't do that to me. So, you know.
These are life lessons you're sharing, Larry.
These are, in fact, life lessons that we try to bring to our clients, okay? So don't assume that you are going to be taken care of by somebody else. Take charge of your own fortunes. And so we kind of phrase that as create your own economy. So we're all about people leaving the corporate world, following their dream.
And
we help them do that.
What's a misconception that a corporate worker has before they get out into the entrepreneur world?
Well, a misconception that there's some continuity in their job. There is no safe job that in our viewpoint. And so people are reluctant to follow their dream
What's something that, like, say somebody's displaced and now they're on their own, what is a mistake that they make typically, like, right off the bat?
Right off the bat, they him and haw if they're even remotely interested in starting a business, I think a lot of people focus on the wrong thing about, gee, I want to go make some money, and not, gee, let's follow our passion and solve some problems out there, bringing their experiences to the world. And so, you know, a little too much focus on me and I need to make money versus what can I do? How can I help people? And so they buy the wrong business. You know, a lot of franchises kind of get bought and sold that way. And so people following their passion, you know, then they have a reason to get up every day and live through the down points.
I love the phrase create your own economy, and I'm a big believer in personal accountability, and it sounds really good probably in the context of a 45-minute keynote, but how do you sit down with a guy or a lady and help them start to create their own economy?
Well, first we need to define what their economy is. You know, many small businesses, and we tend to work with service-oriented businesses that literally serve locally, okay? And so their business might be 5 zip codes or 10 zip codes or you know, North Atlanta or something like that. And so, you know, people watch the news every night and they go, oh my God, the economy is terrible. And it really doesn't have anything to do with them. I mean, their turf is, you know, these 10 zip codes.
Right.
And so we help them define, okay, how can you focus your business down on that and ignore what else is going on and carve out a niche that they can win? And so it's, you know, about half mindset but half strategy of, you know, get the right target and pursue it and not try to do too many things.
I'm always fascinated and I'm in awe of people like you that work with small business people and help them get their thing going and help them find their passion or help them turn their passion into something. And I don't know an elegant way to ask this question, so I'm just going to ask. I don't understand how you make any money off of people that aren't making any money yet.
Well, our target is people will invest in themselves. Right. And so our target is business owners that have been in business about 2 to 3 years. Okay, so startups, nobody has any money.
Right.
But they don't listen to anybody either.
They're hard-headed. Right. Startups are hard-headed, aren't they?
Because they already have it figured out.
But is the guy that's been at it for 2 or 3 years, are they equally hard-headed too? Are they hard to consult too?
Well, they not so much. They have a soft spot. If they're still around after 2 or 3 years, then they probably come to the realization that what we've been doing isn't working so hard. Or so well. Right. And so we need a different plan.
So they're open to that at that point.
Right. And so the ones that we work with are actually seeking some outside
perspective. What's the pain they're having that they say, you know what, I better call Larry?
The pain is usually we're all over the field. We have no focus in the business. And so the folks that we tend to work with are service-oriented professionals.
Like accounting firms or
It could be accounting, legal, field service, you know, as opposed to product or retail, kind of service-oriented. And their pain is we just don't have enough customers. And even of the ones that we do have, maybe they're not very profitable. So we have the wrong customers. And then we're not focused. And so it's, you know, we're trying to compete with Walmart. We're trying to compete with IBM. And we're stuck in the middle, not being very effective.
I bet you see some of the same pathologies over and over. And you're like, here we go again. They oh, no, Larry, my business is different.
It's different. Right? No, you don't understand.
Oh, I hear that all the time. Well, how could you possibly know anything about my business? And, well, I don't really need to. It's like you have products, you have services, right? And you want to
sell them
profitably.
To somebody else, right?
Yeah.
So, but do you run into the same style of skill gap or something? I guess I'm curious about what kind of skills or mindsets are off the mark typically that you run into?
Well, we have a lot of folks that some people just are not wired to think strategically. It's all tactics. So people leap into
business.
Why
do you look at me when you say that?
Okay. Well, I can.
He calls those people stone.
He calls those people stone.
Yeah, AKA. And so the people just aren't wired strategically, and they go into business and they think, well, here's what we do, therefore everybody needs it, as opposed to, you know, they're in the seller's cycle. So we get people into the buyer's cycle of like, well, what problem can you solve? And help them connect those dots. So that's how I'm wired, I can connect the dots.
Do they do that kicking and screaming, or like how do you kind of have them take baby steps to kind of test the water so they feel comfortable?
It's baby steps. You know, probably the biggest day-to-day challenges that people have are really their sales process, because if they're the chief bottle washer, you know, they're the doers in the business, and the marketers and sellers, they get the priorities wrong.
Right. Is that why so many fail? And I never know what stat to believe, but I've never seen pretty stats about people starting a new business, right?
They're all pretty ugly, right, right. And so we see that people get the priorities wrong of, you know, we always ask folks, well, what is your revenue-generating time? And the answer is universally wrong. It's, well, when I'm working with a client. And then that's actually backwards. It's when you're marketing and selling, that's what you get paid to do. And so they can outsource the delivery of whatever their service is if it comes to that. So people spend an inordinate amount of time on the wrong activity.
So is that one of the things that they should be doing first, is to kind of get them, fire themselves from their job and work more in marketing and sales? Yeah. Rather than delivery?
Absolutely.
So, for example, let's say that you
like, why are we here doing
a major
this show?
Owner in a radio network. Yeah. Should you be hosting shows?
Can you do this yourself, Larry? We have important things to do.
Yeah, you guys get out there and market. I'll get back to you. Right.
We need more of a do-it-yourself model, right?
Larry, you do both sides. Run over there, run over here.
Yeah, that's right. I am a cost to you right now, and so that I understand that.
Well, I do know from some brief conversations that you are a real advocate of the niche strategy, kind of going back to priorities.
Niches bring you riches?
Yes. Is that your phrase? Is that where he gets that?
That's close. I trademarked that.
Right. That's right. That's right.
So, but speak to that some, if you will, because I think in some respects that's a little bit counterintuitive, and even those of us who maybe buy into it intellectually, it's hard for us to do. We want to sell anything we can to anybody that'll buy
it. We don't
want to
miss out.
Right.
Well, that's that 2 to 3 year time frame. You know, people go into business and, you know, they need cash flow. And so they'll take any customer. You know, breathing is optional. And you know, just, right. just bring your credit
it's
card.
It's just check clearing. Yeah, it's not optional.
And so, you know, bring your credit card and we're good. And so people bring on a lot of the wrong customers for the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. You know, and so those aren't necessarily profitable. So, you know, business owners get into the syndrome of price slashing, you know, to bring on new customers. And that's a no-win death spiral of that people can't win.
I've heard it once. I've heard it 1,000 times. Just want to get my foot in the door on this.
Right.
We'll just get in, and then you can never get back out.
Right. Right. It never goes up. No, yeah, that's always it. Always goes down that price.
So firing of customers is a good thing, and evolving to a higher level of customer. And so, you know, next year's prospects are not last year's customers, and so we help folks define who the ideal prospect is. For the right reasons, and then often it may mean changing the business model around that and evolving the business.
So you're in one of those businesses, I don't know, like a rafting guide, who has to really effectively model what you're espousing. And it strikes me as your arena has got to be incredibly crowded. He said earlier, why does someone call Larry? My question is, why does someone call Larry instead of Harry? How do you even separate yourself from all the throngs of consultants that are out there to help the small to medium-sized business guy?
Well, that's a great question. We don't really consider ourselves to be consultants.
Okay.
So, you know, I struggle with the label. I don't really like the word consultant. You know, to me, a consultant is, and I used to be one, you know, would get paid to do the job. So once I do the job and walk out the door, that owner still doesn't have the ability to then do it themselves.
And you've worked yourself out of a job.
Yeah, well, but if I do my job as a coach, which is a little bit more of what we do, then we teach the people how to you know, bring on a new skill set or a new mindset or a new strategy, and then help them implement it, and then they're good.
So, but how do you even get on their radar? I mean, you can't send them a direct mail piece. You can't call them up, you know, in the middle of dinner and say, I'm the Jim Jammy coach that you've always been looking for. What's your secret?
Well, we know.
Skywriting.
We know that 10, maybe 20 million people are listening to this radio.
Exactly.
That's right.
And so there you go.
Conservatively.
That's right. That's just in Georgia.
Today.
Exactly. No, it's got to be tough, though, to get your message out, to even just have a substantive conversation with a viable prospect, right?
Well, the way that we go about it is people have to have kind of a mindset shift of they're open to, gee, let's seek some outside perspective on something and get some help. And so to initiate that in a no-risk way, we offer up a free 30-minute kind of a breakthrough consultation. So if I can't listen to somebody and ask them some questions in 30 minutes, and have them walk away with an aha moment, they're not really a prospect. But if they do, well, then, gee, we have a program that could help you out.
Now, is your program something that you developed, or is this someone else's methodology?
No, it's a hybrid of a few methodologies and things that I have developed over the years. So pretty, they would fall into the unique category.
So I don't want you to give away the whole store, because I know you got to make a living and feed that beautiful wife of yours. But it would be helpful to our listeners, since this is Atlanta Sales Talk Radio, particularly those of whom are entrepreneurs, what are some immediate action steps that an entrepreneur can take to get back on the right track, or to get started on the right track if they haven't launched yet?
Well, the first thing is understanding kind of what market they're in. And that sounds just so almost like a cliche, but people go into business, at least what I see, be interested in you know, comments from you guys, but people leap into business and they're fixated on, well, here's what we do. You know, you go to a networking function and people stand up and they answer the question, what do you do? It's the wrong thing to do, by the way, because there's no benefits in there. But so they're completely fixated on here's my service. And they then skip over like a market strategy of, well, who are the customers and who are the ideal prospects? What's the sales process we should have to approach them? And skip right into marketing tactics. You know, you got to be out on social media. You got to be out doing this and that and the next thing. And that may not resonate with any of their customers, but they're out there. And so they skip into marketing tactics without actual market strategy.
Now, do you have an example? Maybe you can share a success story of maybe one of your clients were on the wrong track and you were able to kind of help them pivot a little bit and take them to the promised land?
Yeah, there was a company a number of years ago, but they're a really good example. It was an engineering firm, and they did foundation repair. So they were like geotechnical mumbo-jumbo civil engineers. And they, in a different city outside of Atlanta, and they had a solution that leveled buildings, basically, homes that had foundation cracks and wall cracks and things. And they had a very difficult time selling into the homeowners to fix homes. And they knew they were engineers, so they had the best widget. They knew they had the best system to come in and do this. And they could probably prove that they did. But they were more expensive. They took longer, and they did all this stuff that was, you know, technically better, but not very sound from the business owner or the homeowner standpoint because it was too expensive. We helped them shift their entire business to home builders, not homeowners, and gave them a strategy to get in with home builders. They didn't think they had a service that was appropriate. So we refashioned their entire service delivery to help home builders build better homes and foundations. And then they were their litigation support when they got sued, basically. And so...
No, that's an important benefit. But, that's great.
But that was their skill set. They were the experts. And right. So they didn't leverage their own expertise. So they got out of the construction business, and they're in basically the consulting business, and it reinvented their business, far more profitable. And then we gave them a mechanism to lock out the competition. One of the things that we do is we help people develop a niche that they really then own and can defend against competitors. And so we gave them a strategy to basically lock the construction companies out of this particular niche in the market. They're hugely profitable. So we reinvented their business, and it was just a shift in mindset so that they could really understand their value and then target the right customer.
So they just didn't understand what they were really selling. They right. thought they were selling one thing, and you were helping them kind of open their eyes to the possibility of maybe tweaking this a hair and then all of a sudden open up a whole new world for them.
Yeah, shift degree of, you know, the three to six degrees and go about it a little bit differently. And it reinvented their business. It
happens in the pharmaceutical industry all the time. You know, you have a drug that's going to help you with your heart, and all of a sudden it improves your love life.
And who would know?
But
that's right.
But if you have the mindset to be thinking that way,
or to be open to it, right?
At least be open to it when it comes down the pike and look for problems that you can solve and look for other problems that are getting solved while people are paying you to solve a different problem. And to have fresh eyes, perspective from somebody like you guys, that's got to be tremendously valuable.
Right.
Now, when you were in that room, in the conference room, pitching them, hey, you know what? You hired me to do this, but we're going to go a little different way. You know, these other people who you've ignored totally for the last 20 years, that's who we're going to target. Were they like, Larry, thank you for doing that. I appreciate it. We're going to do that. Or did they say, you're crazy, dude. We know our business. We're here every day. You don't know what you're talking about. You're not even in the construction business.
It was a little bit of the latter. You're crazy. But we said, well, you are paying us a fair amount of money. And so let's play it out. And how do you know we're crazy until we actually
try
it?
So did you
this?
Test it? Did you? How did you get them to take that baby step to even, you know, kind of test this idea?
We said that, okay, there's probably the 20 largest home builders in that city.
Right.
And these are all the ones that we would know.
Sure. Right.
And we said, let's get you in front of, over lunch or dinner, 10 of the operations VPs of these construction companies. If we can set up a meeting for you with them, let's ask them. And they'll tell you whether you have something or not.
Yeah, there's an idea. Ask the customer.
Bingo. That's what they don't do. And so we actually ran kind of an innovative marketing campaign to get the attention of these people.
Right.
And we got them in front of like 8 of the 20, and something like 6 of them became customers, and they were set for life. And so it was, let's go talk to the customer and actually see what they want.
Wow.
You asked for a success story. You got a success story.
What a concept.
So if we have listeners out there, and I'm sure we do, that want to create their own success story, they want to create their own economy, or at least have a substantive conversation with Team Warnick here at Paskey Strategies, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Well, they can go to our website at paskeystrategies.com, or they could just give me a call. I carry my cell phone everywhere I go, 678-427-5145. But go to the website and visit, and there's some good complimentary tools and things that we provide on the website.
Terrific. And
access.
That's paskeystrategies.com.
.com.
Well, it has been an absolute delight having you on the show, and would love to have you come back sometime with a delighted client and maybe get their story and hear it from their perspective.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, you'd be up for that. It'd be fun stuff.
I can think of several. That would be terrific.
All right. Well, until next time, this is Stone Payton and Lee Cantor, our guest today, Larry Warnick with Paskey Strategies. We'll see you next week on Atlanta Sales Talk Radio.